GE Appliance Park is now hiring full-time positions with up to a $2,500 hiring bonus. Apply today at makeitatthepark.com or text GEA Park to 844-MY-APPLY. That's GEA Park to 844-692-7759. Make a difference. Make it at the park.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
You're a millionaire for the heat, bro. Rock your practice jersey from Miami.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Nobody trusts Greg Sankey.
Stanky.
And James Strebel.
Now, this is you not knowing...
Jim Havlicek. I called him Bob Havlicek.
Bob Havlicek.
You did it again.
John Havlicek. Sorry. Whatever.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
In reality, if I told you, hey, you'd be this far along in the ACC and I'm worried about Virginia, yes.
Yeah, the reality is they're a mid-level ACC team.
I would have been stunned 8 years ago if you would have said that.
Absolutely.
Yes, 100%.
It's ACC takeover, Andy.
There we go.
ACC takeover is coming. It's coming this time. Not the first time. It's coming this time. Now that things are recalibrated into our favor, now the ACC takeover is going to happen.
Love playing that rant right before we get Ty Spalding on.
Yes,
I love that.
Yeah.
All right, so here's the update on the blitz, Jack. Our guy, Jason Markham, cannot represent Kentucky today.
Yes.
He's going on a date.
Yes.
I mean, who goes at 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
I don't know,
What's
man.
What's your guy doing?
I don't know.
What's going on with you UK guys lately?
I have no control over that.
You guys have been a mess lately.
He's going on a date.
Between you and Roush and Markham, you guys are a mess.
I got to let my guy
DJ's taking run at Louisville fans.
Well, he's always doing that.
You guys are a mess right now.
He's got to get that love life going. You know what I mean?
The love life.
The love life, yeah.
What love life?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
Dates. I don't know.
Oh, you mean Markham?
Markham, yeah.
I didn't know he's a single guy. Yeah, I didn't know anything about him.
He's single, ready to mingle.
So, oh, well, there you go.
Any single BBN ladies out there? Jason Markham, hit him up.
We never got to this. The ladies of BBN account was blasting Mitch Barnhart.
Really?
Oh, yeah, like 4 or 5 days ago. It's fantastic.
That one that Larry Vaught always
Yep, that one. That exact one.
Like BBN bikinis or
like, yeah, that's what I need. I don't need – ladies of BBN, I need what's expected, not a take on Mitch Barnhart in NIL.
Right, exactly.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we don't need you weighing in on serious subjects.
No. Anyway, 437-9680, we're in the Mobile Liquor Barn Studios today as we're hanging out here on The Take from Holiday World and Splashin' Safari, the home of Mark Blankenbaker.
Yes.
And so there we go. It's like I love there's different – different employees come in and take their break, and then they leave, and another wave comes in.
Yeah, we have
it
an audience.
It makes me happy.
Yeah, I don't know if we've operated in front of
this
large
James
of an audience.
This is
Hi,
James
everybody.
Strebel.
How's it going, everybody?
He's a celebrity in the Louisville area.
Well,
if you ever go to New Albany, Indiana,
I'm a big deal there.
Yeah, you're a big deal there.
Big fish in a small pond.
Very small.
Now, are you lifeguards? Or you have whistles.
That's to stop people that are running.
Oh, okay. So you see a little kid like running, or maybe like throwing a rock.
Yeah,
you
hit him with the whistle.
You blow the whistle at him.
Stop
doing that, Johnny. Okay, yeah, I got
there
you.
We go.
Okay,
that's
Susie, throw that rock. Okay?
There you go. Don't throw that rock. Let's get Ty on here. We'll do as much blitz as we can.
Yes.
So let's go. Starting with UofL, CardinalSports.com. Ty Spalding joins us on this Thursday. Ty, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. You all heading to Splashin' Safari right after the show ends, or what?
Yeah.
Right across the street?
Yeah, I shaved Strebel's back, and I will apply the free suntan lotion, and then we will do a tandem cannonball on top of somebody today.
Right in the middle of the wave pool.
While these kids blow their whistles at us because you're not allowed a cannonball on somebody.
Exactly, you can't dive.
Yeah, so there you go. Well, goodness, conference realignment. I mean, from the U of L angle, it's been something you've talked about, Ty. I mean, you know, almost your entire Louisville fandom. I don't know how old you are, but it's been a while. I guess, what's your reaction? USC, UCLA off to the Big Ten, and the chain reaction that could follow.
Yeah, I mean, locally, I think there's really no meat on the bone when it comes to UK and the conference realignment. I think all of the angles to really dissect here come from the Louisville side. And I think you have to look at the ACC just not being proactive. I think Notre Dame just pushing the ACC around year after year. I just think it's put the ACC behind the eight ball. And all indications are that the Big Ten and the SEC are going to continue to add teams. And if you're Louisville, you just have to hope that that you're included in that next group of teams that gets shifted around. I think that's really, when you're looking at the big picture, that's your best hope for U of L, is that the Big Ten or the SEC sees you as an asset, because at this point, I don't see the ACC
surviving.
Or the Big 12 or the Pac-12 surviving.
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you? I mean, this has been ingrained in the Louisville fan now for, I don't need to explain it to you. You're in the Big East. That was good for a number of years. We know what happened there. You're back in a purgatory. You're in the ACC. It's 7-8 years in. You're feeling good about your, you know, conference-wise. You want to be better at football and KP get going and everything else. But you're safe within a conference. And then, I mean, I still think you're safe, but there's always that what if. And there's a number of schools probably doing that. On a scale of 1 to 10, how worried are you right now?
I would say I'm probably a 5.
Okay.
You mentioned that Louisville's safe, which theoretically they are, but, I mean, you've got to assume that the SEC is going to go ahead and poach Clemson and Florida State. I mean, you got to assume that that's coming down the pike. I mean, you are safe right now, but I mean, how much longer are you able to say that Louisville's safe?
Yeah, I mean, I really feel like we're back to where we were.
Like square one again.
however many years ago. We talked about this last segment. I mean, do you think the next domino to fall will be something with Notre Dame, Oregon, or something with the ACC? Because I think it's the ACC.
Yeah, I mean, I think I just mentioned the two schools there, Clemson and Florida State. I mean, the rumors with them in the SEC, you know, the Clemson and FSU not being happy with the ACC, those rumors have been around for a year or so now. So, I mean, that would logistically fit the SEC, and it would make the most sense for the SEC to go after those two schools next. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm not ready to say that's definitely going to happen, but if I had to make a guess, with the next domino to fall, I would certainly say that would be up there in the possibilities that are on the table.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it's not back to square one, but it's a conversation that I did not think we would have after the ACC. And leadership within the ACC, no doubt, is a question. I think what you mentioned with Notre Dame is obviously, you know, I think that's vital, but anymore, you know, you can just stab each other in the back. We have seen the alliance. We knew that was going to happen. That lasted about a year, you know, 15 months or whatever it was, and you knew that would be the case. Before we go to basketball, just to wrap things up on the football side, gain one yesterday, lose one yesterday. What's the current state? What do we need to know with U of L football recruiting the last couple days?
Yeah, so I mean, their last two commitments were on the offensive line, and I think that is the position to watch over the next several weeks. Madden Sanker's announcing on July 11th. All indications are that Louisville is in a great spot there, and then Kobe Keenum is a top five center in the country who visited Kentucky as well. I think he's close to an announcement. So I think it's all is well on the Louisville football side. I do not really put too much stock into Jeremiah Collins, who used to be at Mayo, decommitting. I think he relocated down to Tennessee and is just reevaluating things. I don't really think that's a huge loss, but the offensive line is definitely the position I'm looking at over the next couple weeks.
All right, Imani Bates, literally about 24 hours ago, the decision came down. committing to Stan Heath at Eastern Michigan. You know what we've said the last 24 hours. I can give you my synopsis here in a second on Imani Bates, but what do you think? Imani Bates not going to be a Louisville Cardinal.
Yeah, I have a couple points here. I think Louisville would have taken his commitment a month or so ago. And I just think that when the Bates camp drug this thing out, I think that's when Louisville really wavered on whether or not they wanted to take him. But for me personally, I would have taken him regardless of when he made the decision. If he comes in and he's great, I mean, that's awesome. If he comes in and he's a distraction, it's not like he's imploding a Final Four caliber team.
Right.
And the problem that I have is that there were a couple guys that Louisville targeted in the transfer portal that were very vocal about not really wanting to play with Imani Bates, Isaiah Mosley being one of them, and now you end up with nothing. When you could have had a bird in the hand, you end up with nothing. And to build on that, it's like you moved on from guys like Dre Davis, Tay Davis, and Noah Locke, who aren't special players by any stretch, but they're definitely serviceable, and you would think if you move on from guys like that, you would have players lined up to come in. So that's kind of
right.
The confusing part for me, especially when Kenny did that media tour and mentioned on several podcasts that he wanted guards, plural, and a wing. And really, you know, we've gotten maybe a half a guard at best in Hersey Miller. I mean, I guess if you want to say that's a guard, then that would be one of the guards. But just a lot of angles there. That's really what I had jotted down, and those were the few things that I really took away from it.
I'm putting you on the spot because I think Jack, we're going to have to do this tomorrow, but we're all going to have to get on the internet and find out what other names are there of guys they could get.
Yeah, that's.
I mean, do you have anything?
A difficult project.
Do you have anything, Ty? Because I mean, if you don't, I know Strebel doesn't, Jack doesn't, and I don't.
Like, what happened to Fabio?
Yeah,
Fabio's
like,
still out there.
Well, that's a great question. Like, now what? Like, now where do we go? They're going to have to bring someone in at some point just to practice at this point.
I mean, I would assume that's the case, but the way things have been going and the lack of, I guess, the lack of, you know, intensity or the lack of assertiveness to really add to the roster. I mean, are we for sure that they want to add to the roster at this point? I mean, I don't have any names. I mean,
if it's not a long-term commitment, it's fine. But again, yeah, I mean, then you're kind of a beggar. Like, no, you don't want to bring in someone that's going to have 2-3 years of eligibility that's not anywhere close to an ACC player. No.
Yeah.
The answer would be no. You take your lump this season, rebuild next season, and have DJ Wagner become your basketball version of Pierce Clarkson.
Right, and try to get other
That's
guys.
What you do.
Yeah.
I mean, that's certainly what it seems like to me. I've gotten some tidbits on the staff, but as far as recruiting and transfer portal names go, I have nothing for you. And I think, you know, Fabio Basile, I think he's basically committed. I think there's a few things on the academic side that are getting ironed out, but I don't think anyone's expecting him to come in. And I mean, essentially you're expecting him to be the backup point guard at this point. I mean, that's really what you're hoping to get out of him, and I would assume that's probably asking a lot for a guy that was still trying to get offers his senior year on the Nike UIBL circuit.
Quickly, last one for Ty Spalding before we go to Dustin Dupirak. I mean, I know you got to have something on the Bam Adebayo stuff.
Everybody else does.
Yeah,
Ty.
Everybody else does. So yeah. For me to have you on here for 12 minutes and not ask you, I'd be a dummy, even though I am a dummy. So go ahead, Bam. UK shirt, then a U of L shirt, then it's inside out, then he's in Lexington, then there's a crown on his head. I mean, there's a lot.
A lot going on.
Bam's been doing a lot for the last 48 hours.
He has. He's been a busy guy.
I don't know if he knows what he's doing to us, but here we are.
I mean, I my angle, the side that I've taken and I think is the right approach is you want as many NBA All-Stars training your current team, working out your current team as possible. I mean, I really don't care that he was wearing a UK shirt. I don't love it, but if he's making Sidney Curry better, if he's making Roosevelt Wheeler better, then I'm fine with it.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
I mean, look. Kenny has a relationship with a lot of these guys that play to UK. And if they want to come to U of L and bring guys like Trey Young and Donovan Mitchell and other guys that they're friends with in the NBA, if they all want to come, that's great. If they want to wear their where they went to college in our gym, as long as they're making, you know, the current team better, then I'm all for it. So that's my view on it. I really don't think there's really a another way to look at it other than that. I just don't see the reason to get worked up.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you. It's just a totally fun story. Of course, we did an hour and a half of Strebel being worked up yesterday at Academy Sports.
Yeah.
So that was something. At least you were surrounded by UK fans.
I was. It's like I am here,
an officer, a UK fan, and the Kentucky Fish and Wildlife gentleman.
It was a
and
UK
so, yeah,
fan.
So you were in good shape.
I was in good shape.
Maybe not everybody else that was looking at you.
Yeah.
Ty Spaulding with Cardinal Sports. Ty, appreciate the time, buddy. We'll talk with you next week. Thank you so much.
All right, guys. Enjoy the pool.
Indiana.
Look, you got him out of there quick.
Jack,
that's what I'm talking about, Jack.
Jack like IU.
Jack's like, we're talking up some... before I
can... Oh, well, close enough.
Oh, wow. Jack's like, let's talk some Hoosiers, baby.
Actually, it did sound like a hang-up because I've been hung up on several times. Dustin DePierak, Bloomington Herald Times, and the Indianapolis Star joins us covering the Hoosiers. Dustin, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me, as always.
Well, thank you for joining us. Big news today. Big Ten set to add USC and UCLA. You follow the conference. My man, what is your reaction?
That's just so wild. I got a kick out of it. If you guys remember Ryan Karchi, he used to work at the Herald Times about 10 years ago. He covers USC for the LA Times. I just got a kick out of one of his tweets when he said that that they'll be joining in all sports except for beach volleyball.
He's the one that put the beach volleyball stuff out there. We had a former employee that retweeted that.
He added no editorial comment to that at all. And I was like, that's perfect. Just let that one sit. Just let that one out there. Because it just perfectly encapsulates how absurd this is. Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead. Sorry.
Obviously, the money is the money. I mean, and that's what's driving everything. And because of the money, you can act like nothing else matters because, you know, you can add big digits to a TV, you know, contract. I mean, and even before this, and I don't know if they saw this coming or anything like that, but I mean, I know it's been sort of discussed for a while that the Big Ten is going to get massive money as it's. I don't know if its contracts are up, but I mean, it's going to sign new media contracts and they're going to be through the roof, is basically as I understand it, that the money that they're about to bring in is absurd. And so when you bring in that kind of money and you can, you can create a coast to coast network here where you have a team that's not very good, obviously close to New York City, and you have a team, you have two teams in Los Angeles and you have teams in Chicago and you have everybody everywhere in between and all these alums that are all over the country, you're capable of charging an amount of money when it comes to, you know, subscriber fees for cable. Like, this makes a difference in terms of what you can bring in there. So I get the money thing, but my God, the travel is nuts. I mean, it's totally crazy. I mean, we were just sitting there talking about, you know, last year just what Indiana had to do going from Dayton to Portland in a couple of days and just how much that took out of those guys and you know, just the combination of the travel and all the games they played and everything and adding, you know, basically an overnight flight and getting in it. I have no idea even what time they got to Portland. And how much that took out of those guys. It's like this, you know, USC and UCLA are going to have to deal with that almost every week. You know, when they're not home, they're traveling either to the Central or the Eastern time zone. And that's a lot of travel to ask for people to do. And that's just, and like you start obviously look at, you know, that it's going to make some issue with football, a bigger one with basketball. But I mean, you're still playing all these other sports. You know, like it's just wild to think that like you're going to have Rutgers at UCLA baseball series or UCLA playing at Rutgers. You know, that's the real thing that's going to happen.
Yes. It's Dustin. Doesn't that turn you on a little bit? USC Rutgers, baby.
For that. Totally. Rutgers was good this year, though, man. Rutgers should have made a tournament. But yeah, no, I mean, it's just wild to consider like what you're going to be throwing these guys into. And I think, you know, you felt like all these years when you were watching college sports that like, you know, conferences gave you almost some sense of the geography. There was like cultural sort of connections among different regions, and you're going to throw like LA couldn't be less Big Ten. I mean, couldn't be less. Like, it's just, it's a totally different universe. And so, like, just throwing this in there, it's like they're the opposite things. So it's just going to be strange, and it's going to be interesting to see how they pull it all off and what the long-term effects are going to be. But you just get the sense that in order to compete with the SEC, the Big Ten is willing to just say, well, screw it. You know, we'll do whatever. There are no boundaries anymore. We have the money. If the SEC is going to be able to do this, we've got to be able to compete with the SEC. And the Big Ten will probably leave, you know, the other three majors kind of behind. Obviously, taking this away from the Pac-12. The Big 12 has already been cut up pretty good. The ACC, I think, obviously has to be worried that they're going to lose some people, that either the SEC or the Big Ten is going to continue this arms race and pick some people, pick off some people from their league because, you know, they don't have the same kind of media right stuff going for them. So, there's a lot of questions about where we go from here, but just, I mean, on its face, it just seems absurd. It's like the first thing I tweeted out was like, did California like outlaw maps? Like, can you not see where things are? Like, planes aren't getting any faster, you know? Like, and there's still the same amount of difference from, you know, Los Angeles and Nebraska as there always was. Like, that's a long way just to go to the far western edge of this league. And a whole different ballgame to go to the eastern edge.
It is going to be wild. You know, here locally, obviously, we talk a lot with this realignment on the Louisville side. They've been, you know, in big conferences, out of big conferences, and they've been, you know, rather safe now for 7-8 years. And so there'll be a conversation locally. Is there the Big Ten shuffling around and college football in general shuffling around? Is there an IU angle to any of this other than, you know, it's not good for football, maybe, at least with USC? But, I mean, is there any other IU angle to have?
I mean, no, I don't think the Big Ten, I mean, frankly, if you're in one of these super leagues, you can't leave unless they kick you out. You know, like you are dealing with much more money than everybody else is, so you can't walk away from it. I mean, even if your football team gets the crap kicked out of it every year, when the, you know, pool money from TV is this much bigger, you can't walk away. So, I mean, unless for some reason the Big Ten decides it doesn't want Indiana anymore and just kicks it to the curb, which I have a hard time imagining, just because, you know, it's a traditional program. You know, you still have, even though they haven't been very good, you still have the basketball brand as part of it, you know, like still selling tickets and whatnot, regardless of how long it's been since they got anywhere. I have a hard time imagining Big Ten kicking them out. And if you're Indiana, like, again, even the fact it's like, okay, what's two more teams to come in and beat you up in football? You know, like, is that worth leaving for? Is that worth, you know, leaving all the money that's going to be there on the table? No, no chance. You know, like, you hope that you can get better. You hope that you can have decent stretches of football, but ultimately the money is too big for you to even think about going anyplace else.
I asked Jack Grossman, like I have for the last month and a half here, Dustin, is there anything going on with Woody and IU basketball? And he gave me the scheduling earlier this week. IU and Elon, I guess, was announced here.
Boy.
I mean, can someone get in trouble there? Can someone do something? I mean, do you guys, I mean, I let's be serious for a second.
Yeah.
Kentucky and Louisville giving us drama all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, Indiana did a damn thing other than lose in the regular season, okay?
Right.
Give us something.
Yeah.
Someone needs
about.
To do
yeah,
something,
been quiet,
man.
Since Xavier Johnson got in trouble in April or whatever it was now.
Jack, do we lose Dustin, or is that just
so
the end? Oh, there we go.
We're good now.
There we go. Sorry, Dustin. We lost you just for a second. Go ahead. We missed everything you said there.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, the only bad news of the offseason, and that's just kind of skated since Xavier Johnson getting in trouble with the reckless driving and everything back in April, and that's the last time anybody got in trouble. There hasn't been any real news to report since May. Not, you know, thankfully, we're actually getting to talk to humans. You know, we got to talk to Jordan Hall today about him coming back and leaving pro ball and everything like that, and getting to be their director of recruiting, which is, you know, cool and wild and makes me feel really, really old because I covered his freshman year. But, you know, so it goes. But yeah, no, I mean, there's not a whole, I mean, it's just about that team developing. I mean, there's, you know, that little bits and pieces of scheduling information. Obviously, you know, North Carolina, they're getting North Carolina as the ACC Big Ten. It seems like it's been reported out there they're going to get Xavier as with the Gavitt. So they're going to have a pretty interesting schedule, you know, with Kansas and Arizona on top of that. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how their lineup shakes out, who ends up starting, who doesn't. But, you know, the player movement really ended when Trace committed. And since then, it's just been, you know,
been harmony
for next year, scheduling who's going to start for this team, you know, but not a lot of drama in a while.
All right, last one, and I was going to let you go, but you mentioned Jordan Hulls. And yesterday, Jack, was it yesterday or the day before, we had an argument if Jordan Hulls was a good-looking guy.
Right. Yeah.
I assume you think he is, Dustin. If you're uncomfortable answering that, it's understandable, but we battled about is Jordan Hulls a good-looking guy.
I mean, he's like the haircut in his professional days. I mean, I want to know about his barber, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
I mean, that was pretty slick. I mean, I think the next time I see Jordan, I'd be like, you know, like, you really classed up the hair game since you got professional. Like, what do I need to do to get that right? Like, how do I get that side part to work that way? You know, tell me your secret.
Well, you covered him since he's a freshman. Was he like a dream boat in Bloomington?
What's that?
No.
Was he like a dream boat in Bloomington?
No, he wasn't.
I think he was a dream boat.
He fit the mode of the, like, I don't know, like...
White Indiana guy. White Indiana guy.
Yeah, they can shoot. So then, you know, he went out, played professional, got paid, and got a slick haircut. So, you know.
Like, he's looking good.
He's now Big Haircut.
Yeah, Big Haircut.
He's now called Big Haircut.
Jordy Big Haircut.
Dustin, appreciate the time, brother. Take care. We'll talk with you next week. Thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right.
Well, is Jack going to hit the Kentucky?
Kentucky.
There we go.
All right.
Do you want to know what? Here's what I'm thinking for Kentucky.
Yeah.
In fact, Jack, if you want to kill the music, you can. This will be the only time we'll get to this today because of realignment and everything else.
Yeah.
The Ben Roberts take on C-Rod. Do you want to hear that?
Yeah, because I haven't heard this yet. I've heard I should be
There's a fair amount of hedging.
Some hedging here. Okay.
A lot of people are hedging. Jack, would you agree with that?
Okay.
There's hedging going on.
There's definitely some hedging.
There's a little bit of hedging.
Because the latest update was,
maybe two, three games.
Two, three games. Yeah, he'll be playing the majority of the
season.
All right,
so here's what Ben Roberts had to say. He was on with Issel and Louie earlier today.
Obviously, have heard a lot over the last few months about, you know, where that might stand and where it might end up. I think the writing's clearly on the wall that they expect him to miss some games. I wouldn't be surprised if he didn't play at all this season. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if it went the other way. I just think, you know, there's not much or not any official word coming out over there about what's going to happen. But just from both kind of what we're hearing and then the additions here recently at his position, I would not. If you're expecting a ton from Chris Rodriguez and you're a Kentucky football fan, I would very much lower those expectations.
Yeah, I'm not surprised because they had been telling on themselves a little bit with some of the
FCS running backs.
Yes, with FCS running backs. Yes, but you know. That's just their backups. You got Juton McClain in there.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be fine.
Who else they got? I know they got a couple other guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
Streeble went to. They got McClain, and then he's stuck.
And they got Juton McClain and a bunch of dudes.
No, there's another two that I can't remember his name. It's supposed to be really, really good.
Freddie Maggard would be horrified at you right now.
He'd be horrified with a lot of things that
Freddie
I say.
Freddie Maggard would be horrified right now.
Yes, I can't remember.
How
Stoops
is trying, baby.
He's trying to get him eligible.
Jack, that's what's going on here.
Stoops is trying
to get
him eligible.
But here's the thing. Stoops is battling. Last offseason, he had to battle law enforcement and judges.
And Mark Blankenbaker.
Yeah, and Blanket, obviously. And the sheriff.
Yeah.
And this year, I mean, he's battling somebody, an entity.
Somewhere at UK.
The scholastic side of the university, perhaps.
The board.
The board.
The board.
The board.
What's it called? Like a student? They have like a student review.
Conduct board.
Conduct board or something like that.
I can see Jack being on one of those.
Yeah. You were out past curfew.
PDA at the mess hall.
Yeah. I caught a whiff of beer on your breath.
Oh, man.
You're underage.
So, I don't know if what Ben Roberts said is anything or not.
He was, like you said, he's like, I can see him only missing a few games, but I wouldn't be surprised if he missed the whole season. I'm like, well, which is it? Do we know anything?
No. Like anybody, I think it's clear, no.
Yeah, no one knows anything. It's July.
Here's what I think it is. I think there are people within UK football that think both. I think there are people that think, hey, we could have him back week three. This is something that can be contained.
Right.
He'll miss time. He'll have his punishment, yada, yada. And why would they think otherwise? Sure. Kentucky has dodged bullets in off seasons before.
They really have.
So that would be how probably some people within the football program see it. And then on the other side, there are people that are thinking, yo, this ain't like some of the other issues. This is something where
there are multiple issues
here's the thing that I don't get.
It's not like a he said, she said thing.
The thing I guess that I don't get as much as anything is if it's an eligibility issue or a punishment issue? Because those are two sets of rules. If you say that Kentucky is punishing, the program is punishing. That's different than if he did something that would be potentially make him ineligible,
right,
and would bring in NCAA stuff. And I haven't heard that that's the case. It's going to be Kentucky.
Right.
Punishing Kentucky.
But I also heard there might be an academic twist to it.
A little twist.
A little some academic issues that he has that would actually bring.
Everyone's heard a lot. Look at you.
But I don't, again, that's nothing that's substantial. It's just something.
You never
want
to bring the university in.
Exactly.
That would be the best way to say it.
That might be the issue here, is that the university, it's not just a Mark Stoops Kentucky football problem. Because if that were the case, then you're right, Andy. It'd be two or three games. But if it's a University of Kentucky where there's academics involved, that's a whole other thing that Stoops has no control over whatsoever.
Well, there we go.
Yeah.
Jack, there we go. Well, let's take a break. 437-9680. I have a question again. We can continue with this ACC stuff, of the realignment. That is out there. Bozich is going to join us in about a half an hour or
hell
so.
Yeah.
I mean, we still have Bam, who obviously is becoming a big fan of the Cards. We can get to that at some point.
No.
A couple different we had a State of Louisville tweet that I know Strieble wants to react
to. Yes, I was shocked by this.
Shocker,
tweet.
Jack.
It's a whole article, too. It's not just a tweet. It's an article.
Oh, you got an article.
It's an article.
Oh, there's a big-time article.
Big-time article. I've got to see who wrote this article.
Okay, well, you go do that.
I will do that.
And then Rod Strickland has a new job. So that's
Rod
always,
Strickland? That's a blast from the past.
That's
Let's
my
go.
God, Rod Strickland.
So he's moving on from the G League?
Yes, he is.
Whoa!
Yes, he is.
That's a guy I'd like back on the staff. In some capacity.
You're damn right.
Rob Strickland got dudes.
You're not wrong.
Yep.
A quick break. Live at Holiday World. More take next on a Thursday.
UPS is hiring warehouse workers, package handlers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying up to $21 an hour and offer great benefits, including 100% paid tuition, plus housing for some with our Metro College or Loop programs. Shift your team, shift your future, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference. UPSjobs.com.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER now for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Quite honestly, if all else fails, I root for the one who's better looking. I got to watch it. Rather have.
And James Strebel.
There it is, the V Show. We eat food and we objectify.
Well, if my wife were watching, and I remember my mother telling me once that she liked watching the Knicks because she thought Bill Bradley and Dave the Bush were really handsome. So it's just honest.
An Alvano family objectifying. No, it's not. 1926.
When did that become a bad thing to say somebody's good looking? I mean, it's appropriate way to do it and inappropriate. She's a very, very striking woman. She's tall and she's very pretty. And
on ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Reds and Cubs tonight, baby.
Wow.
7:35.
Big rubber game. Power.
Right after, right before that, Soccer City with Jason Entz.
Oh, he's ready to go today?
Is my man Braxton Berrios again there? Braxton, whatever his name is?
Yeah, Braxton Hayes.
Braxton, is it Hayes?
Hayes? What is it?
Breaking back Braxton, not Breaking Benjamin.
Breaking Braxton.
Yes, I have no idea. Jack doesn't know either. No. That's the best part. Yeah, he'll have to see
Jack
him, not
quiet.
Us.
Yeah.
4379680, hanging out here. Berrios. Our Mobile Liquor Barn Studios today. Beautiful Holiday World and Splash and Safari. Reminder, I mean, one cool thing besides just the great water park and the roller coasters and everything else, through July 31st, so you still got an entire month, they have the Holidays in the Sky. How about that? They got the drone show at night, and it is awesome. The fireworks spectacle,
spectacle.
They got everything going down here again. You know, the free park with the Pepsi products, the sunscreen they got out.
Yeah.
It's a good family day out. It's Holiday World and Splashin' Safari.
This place is
HolidayWorld.com.
It's immaculate. I mean, it's so clean.
Of course it is.
It's tidy everywhere. I mean,
there's workers everywhere.
They're everywhere, very accommodating.
There you go.
It's a great place, like you said, to bring the family.
You know what that means. I mean, they'd have to clean up out to the Streebles.
We're right, very Jack? Tidy. We don't leave a lot of messes.
Oh, boy, yeah.
We don't. We make sure
you know how that is.
That we clean our area, like at a restaurant. Like, we don't leave extra messes for the people to clean up.
Scribbles need to get one of these cabanas.
Yeah, we do.
That's what you need.
We need a little cabana.
That's what you need, a little cabana,
I
man.
I get those, like, headaches in the sun. I don't need that. I need...
headaches in the sun. There he is, Jack. Little headache in the sun.
Like a little shade on the deck, you know. A little shade.
But is it a big deck?
Yeah, it's big shade.
That's a deck, he's
deck.
Saying. Yeah.
Deck.
Why are you doing that with your mouth?
I don't know.
It's an odd thing to say.
Well,
there is an account that I think is terrible.
Okay.
And I want to be clear that BBN has a bunch of these. I'm sure Indiana does as well.
Yeah,
so I want to be clear with that.
Yeah.
But somehow enough people I follow this account that every time I'm getting the kickback in the algorithm.
On your feed.
Yeah.
So you're seeing this, like, Twitter thinks you want to see
this.
It's
the Ville updates.
The Ville updates. And luckily, I've not received the Ville updates.
Well, I am.
Okay, what's the update?
Rumor has it that that Caleb Glenn is recruiting top 100 teammate Aaron Bradshaw to join him at Louisville.
That's a bum update. You need to get new sources, Ville update. That ain't happening. Caleb Glenn's going to have to offer him NIL. He's gonna get does Caleb Glenn have NIL to offer Aaron Bradshaw? Because Kenny Payne don't want to do it. Somebody's got to do it. Maybe it's Caleb Glenn's job to offer NIL, because Kenny Payne's like, we don't do that. We do it for culture. We do it for the culture, not the NIL. I don't want to have a recruit ask me about that.
Texas says, Andy brought up a good point yesterday. Why is Kenny Payne always wearing a long-sleeve shirt? I thought about it. Texas says, is Kenny Payne going to advocate for an NBA team to Louisville? It's never happening.
Never going
to
happen.
What do you think Issel left back to Colorado?
He went back to Denver.
Chewing gummies on the reg. What's your problem? Texas says, are you guys in Jay Cutler country? You're
we
damn
are.
Right we are.
Santa Claus, Indiana.
Texas says, Rig, I'm on the way to Waverly.
Oh, okay.
I wish you were with us, bro. I'll tell the Shively folks you said hello. It's from Gary.
Oh, have a good trip there, Gary. Enjoy the haunted hospital, the sanatorium.
Weren't you supposed to go? What happened with all of that? Is it Gary that you were supposed to go?
Yeah, that was last year.
Was it supposed to be today?
No.
Why'd you back out?
No, I was the last
day. Something happened.
It was the last day of school, and I couldn't get off.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't.
This
is a different group. Yeah, different group going on. Going up there today. So, yeah, good luck.
Me take Jack up there.
Would you go, Jack?
Jack would be scared.
No. I'm not going.
Oh, come
there.
On, Jack.
We've had this discussion before. I'm not doing
you.
It.
Yes, we have. It's summer radio.
Bring your rabbi cousin. He'll protect you.
I don't want anything to do with the rabbi cousin
Why?
Anymore. Well, Jack failed. We just want to know about hell.
Yeah,
and we never found
multiple,
out. So now I'm done with Jaffe. Done with Jaffe.
You remember his name? There you go, Jaffe.
I'm done with him.
He had multiple opportunities to ask David Jaffe about hell. He was at his wedding. He was at his rabbi confirmation, whatever you want to call that, and he didn't do it.
Texas says UK running backs Michael Drennan, Juton McClain, Kavassier Smoke, a bunch of dudes.
Yeah, no, Michael Drennan's supposed to be good too. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Strebel Maggard.
Yeah, he is.
He couldn't even remember his name.
I couldn't, but I know he's supposed to be good.
Texas says, is Big Rig going to ride the Raven? I don't know what we're going to do with that.
Yeah.
Bozich is joining us in 15 minutes.
Yes, he is.
Okay. Here's what I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
First of all, the guy, and I forget his name, and it's not John McClain, okay? Is that John McCain? I don't know.
John McCain.
The guy who is, I don't know his name. The guy who is reporting all of this, okay?
The alignment?
With the realignment with the Pac-12.
Yeah.
He says, and Jack, you'll love this, don't consider the Big Ten done.
Whoa. Whoa, how about that? It's Oregon's next.
I don't know.
It's got to be Oregon. It has to be Oregon.
It's got to be Oregon, or if they somehow
or
find
ACC,
or Notre Dame or the ACC. I think Oregon. It's got to be Oregon.
So I also thought this, and then I'll get to my point. It feels like, and this is what I hope happens, that while they're at ACC Media Day, something else breaks. Like Miami's leaving.
Like, yes. Yeah.
No, that's what happened with the SEC and Big 12. It's exactly what happened.
No, it was. Yeah,
that's
was.
What I need.
I want
to be clear. That's what I need. I need Diener to be interviewing Jim Phillips.
I was going
to
say
the day after. Yeah, blank. The day after it comes out.
All Blake wants to do is ask about Clemson and the yard and the first down marker from 8 years ago.
And you know, ACC referees.
Yeah, and instead it's Clemson going to the SEC.
Yeah.
It's John Wilner. Here's what he says. If I'm the Big Ten and I want to get to 18, the short list is Washington, Oregon, UNC, Duke, and Missouri. Ugh.
Man, get Missouri. Washington and Missouri.
I mean,
why do people care about Missouri?
Why do people care about Missouri?
Blankenbaker has tweeted
in. Uh-oh.
4 minutes ago, Jack. ACC, it's time to get aggressive.
No one wants to go to the ACC, man.
TCU,
that's worth the
Oklahoma
damn.
State, and Baylor.
Those schools aren't worth anything. They aren't.
He sounds dejected, Andy. He's like, no.
I mean, the
but
thought,
I don't want to get into
of,
Jack's discussion. Yeah. No, it's the same discussion we always have. Let me just throw this out here, and Jack, and then you can go. If you're Louisville, do you want to be in the SEC?
Yes.
Yeah, please. Yes, please have them in the SEC. That would be great. Actually, it would be great because we'd play them more and we'd beat them more. But also, I don't want them to, like, to have that SEC glory, Andy, I don't want them to feel the power of
and have that money
and have it mean
and have
more
that, and have that money
and have the prestige of being in the best conference in America.
You're crowned at that point.
You are crowned. You're
Louisville,
legitimate.
Louisville is crowned.
Yes.
In fact, Josh Hurd would be a bigger
hero
than Tom Jurich.
Oh, 100%.
How do we put that up as a poll question?
Who would what would be a bigger deal, Josh Hurd?
If Louisville joined the ACC, which would be a bigger deal? Louisville joining the SEC, Louisville getting the ACC invite.
Yeah, no, it would be SEC, and it's not even close. It's not even close. It's the most powerful, biggest money-grabbing conference in the country. And I don't want Louisville to be in – no, I don't want them to be in the club. No, you can stay in the ACC and try to fight into one of these big boy conferences. No, you don't – no, we don't want you. No, stay away. Get away. We'd rather have Vandy.
Texas says, let's see here, Cal ruined Johnny Juzang.
No, yeah. Mick Cronin ruined
Did Johnny Juzang get drafted?
No, he didn't.
He did
That's
not.
What I thought.
He went from a first-round draft pick, went back to UCLA, and didn't get drafted. No, that's not on Cal. That's on your boy Mick Cronin.
Texas says, what about Stanford?
What about Stanford? They're the Cardinal.
Texas says, has MAGA Daddy visited Trump in the I'm not going to read the rest. I don't know exactly
what that
means.
Yeah,
I don't know.
It could be some double entendres or, you know.
Deep Trump country out here, Jack. Deep.
Oh, yeah. You see the billboards.
It's like, okay. It's okay, man.
There's a haymaker one on the way
you
to
Owensboro. You know what kills me?
What?
The old political sticker on a car,
like McCain Palin.
No, yeah, I mean, I saw one the other day. I mean, it was Bernie, and I'm like, guys, I'm like, what are we doing here?
You take that
we
off.
Get it. You live in the Highlands.
Yeah.
Like, what do you want from me?
You live in the Highlands. Bernie. Is it
out of Lake Forest, there's
Bernie
a Trump
2020.
One. And out of Owl Creek, there's a Trump one. Yeah. It's okay. Like, guys.
It's the one out of Lake Forest that
It's done. Like, when I drive to my house, When I drive to my house, there's like one guy. He still got the flag out. I'm like, brother.
If you go up I-65.
Can we move on? Like, you know, I remember the Gore ones were a lot like that.
Oh, they're the Gore
ones were a lot like that.
Yeah.
I mean, some Bidens are out. I mean, guys, what are we doing, man?
No, there's still Obama out there.
Yeah, like, yes. Yeah, that's
a lot of Obama's
that's
still
probably
out there.
The one that has the most, to be quite honest.
Absolutely, yes. At the change, like with the big O's, like the rising sun and all that stuff. Yeah, those are still out there prevalent.
The rising sun.
Yeah, it was. It's like a big, because it's like the sun's coming back up on America.
Texas says Big Rig's awfully confident with a bum offensive line and unproven defense. C-Bum is out. The bum's a quarterback. You don't have Robinson to bail him out. Boy, that's Tox right there.
Tox.
Yeah,
100% is
Tox. Wow.
Tox.
He's lashing out.
Yeah, he is. He's hurt right now.
Because KP has allowed UK players to
come in and stomp on the bird.
To coach his team.
Yeah, exactly. Coach his team.
Yeah, to come in here. Little
like,
coach.
You want real coaching from an NBA player? KP, have a seat over there. Bam's going to show you some stuff. You ready, Big Sid? Bam's going to show you what it's all about in the NBA. KP, take some notes. That's what was going on.
Texas,
we know that.
Texas says Missouri to the Big Ten, St. Louis TV market. I'm so tired of hearing about the St. Louis TV market. When you think of Missouri, I want you to think of Mitchell Hannigan's red freckled face.
not the TV market in St. Louis or that arch.
No, when you think of the arch, I want you to think of Mitch, how miserable he is.
Yeah, sitting
Mitch
on top of the arch, it's overrated.
Jack, Mitch texted us today, I feel like battling.
Yeah.
Well, knock yourself out, buddy.
Out of nowhere.
Yeah, knock yourself
I'm
out.
I'm trying to get up
crush
here
Crush Kentucky
world.
Fans.
What do you want to battle about? Just the normal BS?
Just him. Yeah, it's just him being him.
The Kenny Payne train.
State of Louisville had a tweet. Jack, also, have you read this? Our guy Presley Meyer had an article, State of Louisville. And I only saw the headline, of course, like most Americans.
Yes.
I only saw the headline that was something to the effect of, is it now time to question KP?
It's starting on
this year's roster.
Yes, it's time to start questioning what is going on with the Louisville basketball roster. And again, Presley Meyer is the author.
Okay.
Here's the first sentence.
My man PM.
I am among the last to offer up criticisms of the Louisville basketball program. No bleep. No kidding, Presley. We've all been telling you to be worried about this roster because we're getting Monty Bates and we're getting Malachi Smith and we're getting this. Yeah, you're last to it.
There's no doubt about it.
There's other haymakers in here. I mean, one of them was, oh gosh, gotta find it.
Strebles, he can't see right now because he's wearing his sunglasses inside.
Yes, I am. I thought we were going to be outside.
There's only two people, Jack, that wear sunglasses inside on a consistent basis. You know who that is, Jack?
Strebles and Process.
Process fits this mold.
Yes.
Of course, blind people.
Yeah.
And AHs.
Yes.
Yeah. And A-holes.
Yes.
So,
I thought we were going
Which one's Strebles?
I left my regular glasses in my glasses case. In the car because I thought we're going to be outside and that we're inside.
You could use mine, but I'm sure the prescription's different.
Exactly. They have prescription lenses. So if I didn't have these on, I'd have a headache and everything be blurry.
Texas says a guy on my street has the Trump sign with Pence's name blacked out.
That's perfect.
They probably used white out.
Yeah, let's be real here. Listen to this sentence. Hold on. Here we go. Most recently,
I did not deliver that joke well, but I thought it was good. In my head, it was good.
It sounded better than
I didn't black it out. They had to use white out. Yeah. It didn't hit. Back to Presley Meyer.
Most recently, Louisville cooled the Jets on the recruitment of
the cooling the Jets.
Iowa State guard transfer Tyrese Hunter and Memphis transfer Imani Bates. One of those is true about cooling the Jets. The other one isn't. Perhaps Basile. Talking about our guy Fabio, perhaps Basile is a diamond in the rough. Perhaps James and Ree and Lands can fill in more than adequately at the guard positions. But it seems at some point, some things are going on around the program that outsiders are not in the know about. At this juncture, I think it's fair to at least question what the heck is actually going on, because no fan wants this to feel like a, quote, throwaway season. There you go, Andy.
I agree with him.
I do agree with him.
Here's what Louisville fans need to realize.
What's that?
And I have been in their shoes as a New York Giants.
That Basile's a diamond in the rough.
Not Fabio. We love him.
We do love him.
Is you like to go into the year, not a throwaway year, but a developmental year.
Right.
That sounds good in June and July.
It does.
It doesn't sound so good when you get rolling.
When you're in November, December, and then you're flat.
It's human nature, and you're right to feel that way.
Sure, absolutely.
But that's the problem why I haven't seen many people selling that, and that's going to be a tough sell. I'm not buying that.
Right.
I'm just telling you. It's great. Hey, this year the Giants are rebuilding. That's fantastic. And they lose to the Cowboys and Eagles two times each. Again, for the 90th year in a row, I feel like.
And you're like, forget this. I don't even watch this anymore.
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. But, you know, it's I'm not as mad as if my team were a Super Bowl contender or if Louisville were a Final Four contender, whatever it may be.
Right.
Yeah, I know. It's... You're not going to buy into it in November, man. You're just not.
No.
I mean, Kentucky game comes along, same thing with Scott Satterfield.
Yeah, yeah.
Recruits are great. Kentucky game comes along. If you lose 55-20, you I know what that post game is going to be.
Yeah,
I know what that post game is going
to
be.
We know what Ennis is going to have to deal with on that post game show.
Texas says, my ex was not loyal to the bird. What does that mean?
I don't know. When your ex wasn't loyal to the bird. Did you switch allegiances after you broke up? I mean, what's going on
Texas
there?
Texas says Blank also tweeted a video of Pierce Clarkson throwing a pass.
I saw that.
At Elite 11 today.
Yes, there were a couple of those yesterday. Our guy, oh gosh, the Steve Wiltfong was...
Wiltfong.
He was tweeting a lot of videos from not only Pierce Clarkson, but like Purdue quarterbacks and USC quarterbacks at that elite camp.
Well, there we go.
Yeah, Wiltfong.
Let's take a break. Pat 40, goodness. Rick Bozich, he'll join us next from WDRB. We'll talk with him, all the angles, biggest stories of the day. Rick Bozich next here on The Take, hanging out live from Holiday World on a Thursday.